Aurora, the last iceberg. The world had started to melt in the northernmost corner of the earth, where the skies kissed the horizon with shades of pink and gold. There once stood a grand iceberg named Aurora. Aurora, the iceberg, was as old as the stars and had watched countless winters pass, each one painting her surface with fresh snow and crystal frost. Animals of the Arctic often rested on Aurora, the iceberg. Polar bears, seals, and even seagulls. Aurora was home, protector, and friend. But lately, she had begun to feel something strange. Her base, once strong and thick, was melting faster than ever. The icy winds were softer, the nights were warmer, and the stars above seemed to flicker with worry. "Is this the end of me?" she whispered one night to the northern lights. "No, dear Aurora," the lights shimmered, "but the world below has forgotten its promise to you." Well, far away in a bustling city by the ocean, a young boy named Aman woke up to the sound of rain tapping against his window. It was monsoon season, but this year the rains had been relentless. Streets were flooded, schools were closed, and the air smelled of dampness and smoke. Aman's mother sighed as she packed his lunch. "These rains never stop now," she said. "When I was of your age, the weather was predictable. Well, something's changing, I feel," said mother to Aman. Aman didn't know it then, but the change his mother spoke of was the same force that was melting Aurora's icy heart. It was global warming. Days passed, and a few weeks later, Aman's teacher announced a new project. Each student will research a topic about saving our planet. "You can present your findings next month," she said. Aman's eyes were all lit up. He loved nature, especially animals. He decided his topic would be the melting ice caps. At home, he began reading articles and watching documentaries. He saw images of polar bears stranded on shrinking ice, forest burning in Australia, and coral reefs turning ghostly white. "This can't be real," he whispered to himself. His father looked up from the newspaper. It's very real, son. But the good news is you can be part of the solution. Aman began writing everything down, especially certain facts. The fact number one he wrote was the earth is getting warmer because of too many greenhouse gases. The fact number two that he found was the burning coal, oil, and gas also creates these greenhouse gases. The fact number three in his research was that trees can help absorb carbon dioxide, but we are cutting too many. The more he learned, the more his heart kind of ached. One night, after hours of studying, Aman drifted suddenly into deep sleep. In his dream, he was floating in a world of white and blue, an endless expanse of snow, silence, and shimmering light, also known as northern lights. Suddenly, he heard a soft voice. "Who are you, little one?" Aman turned to see a magnificent iceberg glowing faintly under the moonlight. "I am Aman," he said. "I am doing a project about melting ice caps. Are you one of them?" he asked. The iceberg smiled sadly. "I am Aurora. I've been melting faster than I have ever before. The world has forgotten about us." Aman's eyes widened. "Oh, I am sorry. We didn't mean to," he said. Aurora's voice trembled like the wind. "I know, my child, but your cities burn fires that warm the air. Your forest disappears. The oceans rise. Every small thing you do down there changes life up here," she said, in soft and sad voice. Aman nodded, tears forming. "Can we fix it?" he asked. Aurora paused, listening to the waves. "You can, but if the world listens to its children, to you." Before Aman could say anything more, the dream faded. He woke up breathless, the sound of dripping water echoing in his ears. His pillow was damp with his tears. The next morning, Aman told his parents about the dream. They smiled gently, but he could see that they didn't believe that it was real. Still, something inside him had changed. He decided to take an action against global warming, not just for his project, but for Aurora. He started small. He planted a sapling outside his home, also convinced his family to reduce plastic usage. He switched off lights and fans when not in use. Also, at school, Aman shared his ideas with his friends. If we all do something, he said, maybe we can help cool down our planet Earth. Aman's friends joined in. Together, they created a green team. Every week, they cleaned up litter, planted trees, and gave short talks during assembly. Soon, their enthusiasm spread. The principal noticed and gave them a platform during the annual school exhibition. Aman and his team, the green team, was all excited. They started to work on the main purpose for what the green team was formed, that is, the awareness of global warming and its all ill effects. And on the day of the exhibition, Aman stood beside his handmade model of the earth. One half was lush and green, while the other part of the earth was shown by Aman and his team as brown and melting. He began his presentation. Aman said, "Global warming is not just about melting ice or hotter summers. It's about our home, every animal, every tree, every drop of water. We can't live without balance," he said. "But balance begins with us." He told the story of Aurora, the last iceberg, though he didn't mention it was from his dream. The story touched everyone. Parents, teachers, and students stood silently, some even teary-eyed. When Aman was just about to finish his presentation on global warming, everyone stood up, including his teachers, and they began to clap. "Aman, that was so beautiful," one of the teachers said. "You reminded us that we are all connected, even to places we've never ever seen or have been." At that moment, Aman just smiled, and he remembered Aurora the iceberg's words, "Only if the world listens to its children." At the annual school exhibition, Aman and his little green team had formed a small little world that listens. Months passed. The green team's efforts gained attention. Local newspapers wrote about them, and soon the city's mayor invited them to help plant trees along the new river embankment. Aman and his friends worked tirelessly, their laughter echoing through the muddy fields. Also, one evening, as the sun dipped low, Aman looked up at the sky. A faint glow of green and purple shimmered above the horizon. It was a rare sight of the northern lights, visible so far off in the south. He gasped, "The northern lights!" His teacher smiled. "It's probably a reflection from the poles. Maybe nature is thanking you, Aman," the teacher said. Aman quickly closed his eyes and whispered, "You're welcome, Aurora." And far away in the Arctic, the last fragment of the iceberg shimmered as if it was smiling back at Aman, though smaller than before. But Aurora, the icebug, she felt hope. Suddenly, a warmth that didn't melt but had started to heal instead. Aman and his green team had created an impact that lived for years. And also, years later, Aman grew up to become an environmental scientist. He traveled the world speaking to leaders, children, and communities. In every talk he shared, the message would remain the same. That is, global warming isn't a problem for tomorrow. It's a problem today. But if each one of us does our part, no matter how small, we can cool down the earth again. Aman also shared his story about a talking iceberg named Aurora. And though people smiled, but no one ever knew whether it was just a bedtime story or something more. But it was only Aman knew. Also, sometimes whenever Aman got a chance to camp near the icy glaciers, he would hear the wind whisper, "Thank you, little one. The world is listening once again."